Good morning and welcome to the National Wake Up Call. Today is Monday, December 23rd, and here is today's host, Senior Vice President of Global Sales, Jeff Hill.
Sandy, thank you so much, and I always feel so much better when I know that this call is being recorded. Now, for those that listen to this on replay, they won't know what I'm talking about, but anyway, coaches, as Sandy said, it is the week of Christmas. Absolutely crazy that we only have 8 days left in 2013. It blows my mind how quickly this year has gone, but it has been an absolutely incredible year. Now, we've got a great call for you today. Excited about the information that's going to be shared. I think it's very appropriate what we're going to be talking about as we prepare for this new year, as you introduce who and what we are to new coaches and help them discover what they want to achieve in their lives. But let me just say this, coaches, maybe wax philosophical for a moment. You know, in this week of Christmas, it's a great time when people are thinking about others, giving of themselves. It's been interesting at our household. I've really tried to make a concerted effort this year to get a little bit ahead of the game, but to really focus on the power of, you know, relationships and being with people. And as one of the traditions in our home is on Sunday we have family dinner together. And we always try and stay after dinner's over instead of getting up and rushing. They call me the dish fairy at our house because I get up and do all the Sunday dishes, wash the Sunday dishes. But we sit and we try and talk about what's most important. Yesterday we were talking about our most favorite Christmas. You know, what do we remember? And it was really interesting. You know, with all the kids and with all the excitement, with all the discussion about talking about what we need to get for so-and-so and what they want, da-da-da-da-da. Not one of our kids said, you know what, my best Christmas was when I got the iPad. My favorite Christmas is when I got the video games. My favorite Christmas is when I got that jewelry. My favorite Christmas was when I got those boots. My favorite Christmas was when I got something tangible. As we went around, every one of them talked about memories of relationships, of doing things together. And my encouragement to you is, make this a time that's memorable because of the things that you do together, not because of the things you give or the things that you get. We had a blast last night out in the snow. We've got about 8 inches of snow here. We had a spontaneous snowball fight erupted, snow angels running in the snow without shoes on, without boots on, bare. It was a free-for-all. But you know what? That'll be something that we talk about. So, coaches, make this time a meaningful time in your life and in your career. Well, so enough of that stuff. Coaches, we are excited about the end of this year, but let's finish strong. As you know, we're on the final stretch. Only 1 week left to take advantage of the introductory P90X3 chest pack offer, $180 down from $205. Don't forget, when customers order through you, they'll receive an exclusive X3 baseball cap. This is such a key time to be setting yourselves up for challenge groups at the beginning of the year. If you can hit the beginning of your running, that sets up everything for the balance of the year. And this X3, I started my third week this morning with Total Synergistics. Great program. You expect me to say that because I work for the company. If I didn't work for the company, I would be telling you this is a great program. So take advantage of that. Also, as you know, on the 11th of January, Super Saturday, and you need to be driving your organizations. You need to be there. Speed of the leader, speed of the pack. You need to take yourself, take your teams, take your personal sponsored coaches, get them to a site. We have them all registered. They're not all registered, but those that are registered are reflected in the back office. And for those of you that are hosting, we have a little surprise for you. If you're registered to host an event by the 29th, so that's, I think, on Sunday, Saturday or Sunday. So, it's a great way to polish your leadership skills and also to hear all of the greatest, latest, and breaking news at Super Saturday. And then one last reminder, coaches, Summit's really the most powerful event that we have all year, and prices are jumping up on January 1st. So you're going to want to make sure that you are dialed in for that, that's a great way to motivate your coaches. Hey, prices are going up on the 1st of January, so make sure that they're there. They jump up to 270, which is a lot more than it is today. So, coaches, with that, we also had a big week of recognition. You're saying, wow, why in December? Because December 25th is the last day for qualifying for elite coaches, for premier coaches, and a lot of people have made the last big surge, the last big push. So big things happening. And to do that, we are going to welcome to the call the birthday boy, 1 year older, 1 year wiser, we hope, we really hope 1 year wiser, but this deep, resonant, beautiful voice of Mr. Darren Ashby to do our recognition. Happy birthday, Darren.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning. I'm choked up. That was such a great intro. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Well, it wouldn't be a special day unless we had some special recognition for all the hard work taking place out there, like you said. And let me tell you, this week was had some very notable rank advancements. So here, on my birthday, let's start it off with our newest Diamond coaches. Congratulations to Christiane Brennan, Joan Crocker, Megan Dunn, Jeremy Hamilton, Laura Jocelyn King, Tiffany Knight, Johnny Mancuso, Kathleen McClimate, Melanie Mone, Tara Somas, Tammy Thomas, Victoria Wagner, and Christina York. Now for the new Star Diamonds. From Canada, Rosario Armenta, David Atkins, Michael Iwantis, and Bill Patty. New two-star Diamonds, Chelsea Carruthers, Shauna Penny, in his secondary CBC, Chris Reed, Jemilet San Miguel, and Ashley Selman. Now for three-star Diamonds, Shelley Heim, Michelle Kellogg, and our new four-star Diamonds, Heather Dytel, Brian Nelson, Patrick Rillman, and in a secondary CBC, Mindy Wender. Now, excuse me, that birthday wish was really choking me up. Okay, we have 10 new five-star Diamonds. So let's get to those. First, we have Amber Bailey, Anna Gray, Mindy Horde, Melissa Hudgens, Ashley Mahaffey, Monica Parody, Liz Poyne, Annie Reed, Katie Ersta, and Emma Whaley. Way to go, guys. I'm going to take a drink here.
Man, okay. Darren, after all that setup of the voice, and then I choke you up like that, or maybe it's that year older deal, but let's keep it going. You're doing great.
It's something. Okay, I'm good now. All right, now on to new 11-star Diamond, and she jumped from a 9-star to an 11-star Diamond. Congratulations to Monica Ward. And now, coaches, drum roll, please. We have another new 15-star Diamond coach. It's my pleasure to announce to you none other than Trina Gray. Congratulations, Trina. She's our newest superstar coach. All right. And now I'd like to take just a second to shout out to our new success starters. Last week we had 103 new coaches. Each earned Success Club in the first 3 months as a coach. Their reward? A solid start to their business. Also, admiration of their peers. And a free ticket to Coach Summit 2014. That's pretty big. They also had a call on Thursday night with none other than Carl Deichler. So next time you visit the coach office, check out their names in the Success Starter section in the Success Club tab. You can also find out more information on the Success Starter program right there as well. It's a really great thing, and it's really building some strong coaches. All right, now on for our daily Beachbody Challenge winners for December through the 22nd. Each of these coaches won $500. All right, congratulations to Paula Chavez, Josh Hayes, Kristen Maedek, Tijuana Cooper, Felipe Roca, Linda Rojas, and Joe Hibbs. Now, for our top challenge pack sales, we have, top of the list, Amy Silverman, Charles Leslie, Wayne Wyatt, Amy Provenzano, Megan Eagleston, and Meredith Now. For our top recruiters, we have Wayne Wyatt, Janelle Summers, Melissa Hacker, Brandy Botts, and Valerie Del Carlo. And finally, for our top Success Club point earners this week, congratulations to Wayne Wyatt, Amy Silverman, Amy Provenzano, Meredith Now, Charles Leslie, and Megan Eagleston. Wow, I made it. Well, coaches, what a list today. Congratulations once again to all of our advancers, including our 10 new five-star Diamonds. That is huge, and especially the new superstar, Trina Gray. She will be joining us at our next Superstar Day in Santa Monica. And let me take a second to wish you all a very safe and wonderful holiday this week. Don't forget to make it a fantastic week. Make it a fantastic week. Back to you, Jeff.
All right, Darren, thank you. And let me just add my congratulations to Superstar Diamond Trina Gray. She is a rock star. You know, some other notables there, Monica Ward moving her business to 11-star. 10 brand new 5-star diamonds. That's, you know, pretty amazing. One other thing that just jumped me was you guys may know of a guy by the name of Wayne Wyatt. He is 2 years in a row as the top coach. His name continues to pop up there as a top recruiter, which obviously is the lifeblood of our business. But, you know, when people say, how do you be successful in this? And you look at someone who's done what he's done and you realize that he continues to do the basics. Success leaves clues, and you have to be paying attention to those. You're like, what's he doing? He continues to recruit. So, coaches, some great examples there, and a congratulations to everyone in their business. Well, coaches, this morning, one of the names that was read this morning is a coach that is going to be our speaker today. She was an elite coach in 2012. She started in January of 2011, about 3 years ago. I haven't asked her permission to share her income, so I'm not going to share that other than to say this. She started out at, I'm going to give the baseline, after about 6 months in the business, she was earning about $1,000 a month. She doubled that in 6 months. She doubled that in another 12 months by the end of, in December of 2012, and she is now enjoying well over a six-figure income after a short 3 years in the business. And you can only imagine that that's life-changing. So the important thing for everyone listening to this call is it hasn't been easy, hasn't been just a smooth upward ride the whole time. But in order to earn a six-figure income, you think 3 years, if you knew that was at the pot at the end of the rainbow, would you continue to work, continue to hone your skills, continue to get good? And my guess is you'd probably say yes. That's another one of those clues of success. And Success Club has been a huge piece. She has 27 consecutive months in Success Club. So, again, you want to know why it's important. That's why it's important. She is a 5-star diamond coach. We are excited to have her on the call with us today. None other than elite coach, 5-star diamond coach, Amy Silverman, all the way from Portland, Oregon. Amy.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
I am absolutely awesome and thrilled that you are on the call today, and I know you're excited to be on the call today.
Oh, my gosh. My heart is beating so fast, and I couldn't – that just was crazy to hear. I've never heard anybody say that, you know, that's my income, and I don't know. I'm just so excited to be on the call today. Thank you so much for asking me.
Well, you bet. Well, today, let's jump in, because I know you've got some great information, and I want to make sure that the coaches, that you have a chance to get everything that you've prepared for them to hear. But just really quickly, how did you get into the business, Amy? How did you become aware of who we are and what we do?
Well, I saw a transformation video on my Facebook news feed, and the girl who posted it, who is now my coach, she was supporting me in trying to lose weight at the gym for a couple months before I saw it. And then she had lost like 30 pounds and I hadn't moved on the scale. And I was getting really frustrated. So I contacted her and I asked her what she was doing. And she told me what she was doing. She was doing P90X and Power 90. So we decided that P90X would be good for me. And I did that for 90 days. And I actually refused to drink Shakeology because I thought she was just trying to make money off of me. It's really funny because I was one of those people who was like really skeptical, but I wanted to lose the weight so bad. And then after that, there was a promotion for coaches. If you wanted to sign up as a coach, you could do it for free if you got Shakeology Home Direct in January of 2011. And so I was like, okay, well, if it's free, then I'll do it. And I started drinking Shakeology and doing Insanity. And in 6 months, I went from a size 12 to a size 2, and the culmination of, you know, losing that weight and going to my best friend's wedding and seeing everybody's friends and then seeing my coach Liz, who was actually announced on the 5-star diamond today, see her go on the cruise and just start listening to the National Wake Up Call and just start hearing all the success stories. I just decided, after being a discount coach for a couple months, that I actually started working my business in April of 2011, and ever since then, I've just been, you know, doing what she said, hit Success Club and help people, and that's just what I've been doing.
Well, and it's paid off. I mean, obviously, I had a chance to be up there for Super Saturday and see part of your team, and it was so much fun. And you know, follow you on Facebook and seeing your transformations, and it's just awesome. And the passion you bring and the enthusiasm you bring to the business is contagious, you know, powerful, and obviously rewarding. You know, Amy, as I've been in the business for quite a while, but you know, one of the things that I've seen, and this is really the topic that you're going to be addressing today, but people always want change in their life, and it takes a lot of work. But the people that I have seen who have been successful in changing over a long period of time, that have been most successful, it's when they clearly see and understand what they really want and the why behind what they really want. They've got something that burns really deep within them, that gets them to flat spots, that gets them over the humps. And when the headwinds come and the storms blow and distractions come, that why continues to drive them to get the success that they really, really want. And that's, I know, what you're going to talk about today. So I just want to tee that up and toss it over to you, because you've got some great insights on how to develop that and share that. So let me turn it over to you.
Yeah, well, okay. So what I did when I first decided I want to work the business was that I really had a really strong why. And for me, you know, I've overcome a lot of things in my life. So I was able to really set a goal date and to really go for it and to really let everything in my daily life kind of drive me. So thank you so much for leading this off. And I'm just going to really dive right into it, because this is the kind of stuff that I think is the most important thing with building this business. And I think it's a big piece that I see missing in people's lives whenever they're complaining about their business not moving forward. So I really want to preface this by saying that I'm going to talk quick, but, you know, clear enough, but I want you all to get a pen and paper out and to really take notes. I also want to really drill in the importance of yourself and to your why, and not anybody else's. I've seen comments on Facebook, you know, before, and the important thing is, sorry, I'm a little nervous, so my voice is shaking. Just remember to shut out the noise around you and to remember that you simply cannot give away what you do not have. And I'm going to repeat that for you guys. You cannot give away what you do not have. So really understand that it starts with you. I'm going to start by giving you guys the three keys to what I believe is the formula to find your passion and your why power. You have to be able to generate this fire from within yourself every day to continue reaching your big dreams and goals. And you can't look to anybody else to do it. These three keys, I feel, are going to help you find out what makes you tick and figure out how to keep yourself going long term. It's very important to know how to motivate yourself, because nobody is going to press play or build this business for you. And understanding that right off the bat is really important. And in turn, you'll be able to pay it forward to your team because you're being true to yourself. And then I'm going to talk to you guys about how to enable others, which I think is huge, because, you know, that's what we do. We help other people and help your new coaches to find their why. I don't think you can have one without the other. I think they go hand in hand. So I'm going to go ahead and start with number one. And this is how I feel is, you know, the first step in defining your why and what makes you, you know, is going to motivate you. And that is your priorities. Remember that everyone has different priorities, and the thing is, I think that coaches tend to get distracted by what others are doing, especially with social media, instead of focusing on what needs to get done in their lives. So not everyone wants to be a top coach, and so if you're shooting for that and it doesn't align with your priorities, eventually you're not going to see the point in what you're doing anymore. And, it's, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, I know two new millionaires were announced, Leadership Wall, and their names I've never heard before. But you don't have to have recognition to be successful in this business and to help a lot of people and to make this work. So just remember that. And remember what takes precedence over your life. And ask yourself, you know, is it your kids? Is it traveling? Is it getting out of debt? Is it spending time with your spouse? Find at least five things that are priorities to you. For me, it's freedom and being able to have time for myself and with my husband. And I really hope that you are your top priority, and I think that people tend to kind of skip over that part. Like, I really feel like you should be your number one priority, because if you're not happy, the people around you are not going to be happy, and you're not going to be able to lead your team. So number two is your motivations. What motivates you? Everyone is motivated by something different. And this is really enlightening for me when I learned this. Usually stemming from your personality type, which, you know, people tend to compare themselves to other people, but we're all so different. I learned this from Dani Johnson, and what she says is what motivates. And that's what I always think to myself. What motivates? It might be the weirdest thing, but it motivates me. The most unique things can motivate an individual. So I get motivated by simply looking out the window or like a leaf or a bird. Like I get motivated by everything. Goals motivate me, income, helping others. But I'm mostly motivated by having fun and accomplishing what I set out to do. Those are my two things. Like I have to be having fun with what I'm doing. Otherwise, I'll quit. So what motivates you? Is it having fun? Is it success? Is it freedom? Is it looking good in a bikini? What will help you understand what makes you tick? If you don't care about recognition, find other ways to motivate yourself. Find at least 5 ways to motivate yourself daily. Okay, so number 3, long-term and short-term goals. Set goals that you know you are going to achieve and goals that will take some work. So do, you know, a little bit of both. That way you have a sense of a good one to start with is covering your monthly cost of Shakeology, hitting Emerald in 30 days, or even something like not missing your daily workouts and drinking enough water. You know, things that you can do and then things that are something to shoot for. Make sure you are setting personal, financial, physical, and goals. That way you have more ways to track that you're moving forward in your life and that you're moving up, the slight edge, as we call it. Then set long-term goals. Always set a date along with it so you have something concrete to work towards. Is it to go diamond, quit your job, get new tires for your car, whatever it is, set a few of them, at least 5, so you can start working towards them with your newfound passion to succeed since you're kind of, you know, getting, am I doing good, Jeff?
Been absolutely awesome. Keep it going.
Okay.
I've got some questions for you when we end, but keep it going.
Okay. Now that you're being true to yourself because you've figured out what makes you tick because you are an individual and sharing what you have set out to do with everyone around you, you're going to start attracting people who want to do what you're doing too, and usually something similar to what you're doing. So how do we convert these people into quality enrollments? How do we keep them around long-term to help them achieve doing? The key is to help them find their why or at least start to really think about it in the first 30 days by having a getting started right call with them. Remember to write down their answers to have on hand if they ever get discouraged on their journey, because I know a lot of us get discouraged along the way, and if you're not able to, you know, really see it turn for yourself. As a mentor, I feel like it's our job to kind of be like, hey, remember that goal you set? Let's talk about that. Why do you want to do that? So during our call, we go over the 3 vital behaviors, and then I go over the meat of it really, like, I get to it really quickly because this is, for me, the why is the main part of the getting started by call. All the other stuff they can read on their own. I think a huge mistake coaches make is thinking that we are here to train new recruits, and in fact, we are here to enable them to find their potential. Big difference. I have 2 questions that I like to focus on during this phone call, and I hope you're taking notes, guys, because here are some examples of the questions I ask while going over the 7-day quick start. I know that, like, people look at coaches, and they're like, well, there's got to be something going on behind the scenes, and, you know, what's funny is that I never thought to put this stuff on paper. I just kind of, you know, intrinsically know how to talk to people and help them to figure out what motivates them and helps them. So I'm really glad that I was asked to do this call. So question 1 that I ask, why did you become a coach? You know, it's like on 7-day quick start, it's this little gray line. And I really try to make that line like the whole page in my mind. So why did you become a coach? And I don't accept on the surface answers like, oh, I just want to quit my job or, oh, I just want to lose weight. I really press on them saying, like, why do you want to quit your job? How would you feel if you lost all the weight? Are you tired of not having the holidays off? Having to miss your kids' events, not having time for yourself, requesting time off from a boss. I mean, these are the kind of things that I didn't like. So these are kind of questions I'm telling you guys, but it's very unique to each individual, and based on your relationship with them, you'll get to know what kind of questions to ask. But these are the type of questions I ask. Why do you want to be a Beachbody coach? Why do you want to succeed at this? These are a couple examples, and there are a million questions you can ask. And after they answer, I always say, okay, what else? I try to help them to really expand on that and then explore. And, you know, a lot of people haven't even considered the possibilities. So I really feel like it's our job to show them that they are capable of doing it. And it's really uncommon for people to be asked these types of questions. So you really need to help them by enabling them to see the opportunity this business has to offer by telling stories or, you know, just talking to them further. Question 2. What would you do in your life if you knew you could not fail? I know you've heard top coaches say this a lot, but I'm going to elaborate on it because it's like, what does that even mean? Usually people have never even considered this and will be totally stumped by it, how most people probably are when they hear people say that. And that's okay, and it's to be expected. We need to be courageous enough to turn over some really big, scary, hairy rocks that have been covering people's dreams for usually a big chunk of their lives by asking questions like, what would you do if you could be self-employed? You know, things that can be, you know, that they can grasp. What if you had a disposable income and could make your own hours? Have you ever thought about what you do with a six-figure salary and no boss? I mean, a lot of people don't even think that. You can have a six-figure salary and no boss. What would you do with the extra income? Would you pay off debt? Would you quit your job? Would you be home full-time with your kids? And then I say, you know, you tell me. And I let them tell me. I'm like, I'm open ears. Just tell me everything you want, everything you've ever wanted. And I write down their answers. You don't need to ask all these questions the way I presented them, but these are the type of questions that I ask to get the juices kind of flowing and get the conversation going and to get a feel for the person and what I think will motivate them long-term. When I figured out my why and who I really was, it really helped me to tap into my unique passions and to help my team really explore, you know, what they want. And it enabled me to really be steadfast with who I am and not to get influenced by other people and to what I want out of my life and to be true to my message and what I'm sending to my followers and my team. The name of my team is Team Set Your Soul on Fire because I really believe that this is what the opportunity has to offer people. I'm going to start crying. It just really unleashed something within me to show me that what I can do with my life. So huge shift in the last 6 months in my business because of this and because of encouraging people and pulling back the reins and not being so much of a manager, which is more of an enabler, you know. And the first few calls are going to be really uncomfortable, but the more you do it, the better you'll get at it, the more friends you'll make, the bigger your team will grow, and that's it. I just really hope everyone, you know, has the courage to try this over and over and over and over again until it's just like clockwork. So you just know how to help somebody and, you know, and really help each individual person based on their unique personality type. So, I really hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. I'm excited for Christmas.
Hey, Amy. So this, you know, you hit on some, I think some really, maybe the best word is rich information here because, you know, you know, we talk about the business and we share the statistics, can this much money, da-da-da-da-da, and you're achieving success club, and that's what they, you know, that's what they've done. But those that have been successful over time, if you were to look, it's kind of that, everyone has seen the picture of the iceberg. And the iceberg where you see the top 10%, which is, you know, the ice above the water, the why really is that huge piece that's below the water, that anchors, you know, that really anchors those people and anchors the success. And really, when people see success, they see that stuff that's above the water. But it's that why piece underneath it that is, you know, is, that gives the balance, that gives the drive, that anchors everything. And so, you know, you talked a little bit about keep doing it and doing it and doing it till you start to get it. It doesn't come easy the first time you start asking these questions because people aren't used to being asked those kinds of questions, are they?
No, they're not. It's actually, you know, it's gotten really fun for me to kind of just do outlandish stuff with people on the phone and just see how they respond. But people are really actually receptive to it and they actually really want to do it. And it's as long as, you know, you're willing to do it, they'll do it too, you know? And just be, you know, the leader. Be steadfast and strong in the fact that you have the ability to anchor somebody in this business, like you said, Jeff, so that, you know, they, even if they don't become like a six-figure salary earner, that they just never quit because there's just something about it that they can't just quit because you've set that, you know, that for them where they, like, they can't put in that form. Like, no matter what, they have to stay a coach even if they're not being successful just because there's just something that you've planted in their heads that they need to keep doing this.
Amy, as you've talked a little bit about your why and how the last 6 months things have changed, but as you first discovered your why, or, you know, part of your why, has that evolved? I've got to think that the whys evolve with success and with, as you deepen your thinking about things? Has your why evolved?
Oh, it continues to grow and evolve, and it's so crazy because I never wanted to work this business to begin with, and I was a really tough sell, and my coach was just really persistent, and when I first started, it was all about, fitness and just paying it forward and just being accountable, and if I, was helping other people, then I would be able to myself, and then when I realized that I could quit my waitressing job and replace it with a salary, I just really kept focusing on just really helping people get healthy. And but now that I've experienced such a change in my life because of it, I am so passionate about the business part of it. And I think it's really something that people need to understand, that it's okay to be passionate about the business side, because this opportunity, can take a girl like me who is just like I was an art student for 8 years, completely lost, and working full-time as a waitress for like 10 years, from since I was 16 till I found Beachbody, to be able to be considered like a leader in a company that's worth so much and helping hundreds and hundreds of people, to be able to just follow in my footsteps like I followed in other people. So just believe in yourself, guys.
Yeah, it's. I'm so glad you shared that piece because, often, again, as we put people on the phone call, we put people on the phone call that have been successful, that have had some great experiences, and that have touched a lot of people's lives often, and it's just a snapshot into your life. And so what people always will look at and say, oh, they just got this person that's kind of born, they have natural charisma, they have this, they're successful. But the key piece of this is to understand that Amy 3 years ago, like she said, 8 years as a student, working as a waitress, very much in many the same shoes as many people are today. And so, I love, I'll say this probably 100 more times before I end, but not today, but this Eric Worre book on GoPro, and the thing I love about it, again, is the piece. He's got some great tips, but the most important thing to me is that he talks about, one, making a decision to become a professional, and what encompasses is learning the skill sets necessary to become very, very good. And one of the necessary skill sets to become really good in this business, to get success, is to help people discover their why and enjoy, learn what that can look like. And it's not going to happen the first discussion you have, or the second, or the third. This is a discussion that most people don't have in their lives. And so to the degree you develop this ability to help people anchor and start to dream bigger and understand what would drive them, you are really unlocking a door that can be life-changing, for people to see clearly what they want out of their life. And guess what? The first time it may just be money for them. It may just be fitness for them. But that will expand as their success expands. So Amy, we need to wrap up here, but as you look at ending 2013 and jumping into 2014, do you have any, any big dreams, anything that you'd be able to share that, as you look forward, what you want to accomplish in 2014?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you asked if my, my why has evolved, and there's a lot of people who are my age who are in debt, who went to college for a really long time only to realize, why am I even in college? And then to find something like this that I'm passionate about. And so with my husband and I combined, we have a lot of college debt and a lot of credit card debt. And so in next year, now that I've got the financial piece, we're going to really concentrate on paying off all of our credit card debt and all of our student loan debt, so that I can be on that stage in Summit 2015 accepting that financial award. So we're really excited to really tackle that, because it is not easy to pay off debt when you like to travel and eat and spend money and you're young and
that
being able to have freedom.
That can't, but it takes a lot of discipline. But I know that the freedom, really the freedom and the security and the peace it gives is extremely powerful. So that's a tremendous goal. Hey, Amy, one last question. And I'm a little embarrassed. I tried to grab a pen and I didn't get this written. You started the call by saying something like, "You can't give what you don't have." What exactly was that quote?
You can't give away what you do not have.
You can't give away what you have. And I think coaches, you know, what I'm picking up from that as I thought about what Amy has said during this call is the real question is you can't develop a why and help someone else develop their why until you see clearly in your own life what your why is. What drives you? What burns within you? What's remarkable that drives you and lights your passion, you know, and your fire? And so, you know, as you leave this call, and this is a great time of year to do this because most people have a little bit more time. Most people have, you know, turn inward a little bit as they start to looking towards next year. If I could challenge you is to ask you, what's my why? How deeply does it burn? How hot does it burn? How clearly do I see this? Because to the extent that you see that clearly and go through that process, and it is a process, you can then help other people because you can't give what you don't have, and you've got to have that before you can really help other people. So, Amy, this is such a well-timed call for this season. We had the right person because you have such tremendous passion about this, and the proof is in the results that you're creating in your own life and in the lives of others. So thank you so much, and have a tremendous, tremendous Christmas. And don't spend too much. Don't eat much. Just enjoy.
You too, Jeff. Thank you so much, and thank you to everybody who took their time to listen in.
All right. Thanks, Amy. So, coaches, there you have it, all about why. Question for you, maybe goes hand in hand with this idea of why. Who will you choose to be in 2014? Do you see that clearly? Do you know who you will become in 2014? Not who you want to become, who you're going to try to become, but put a stake in the ground. Who will you choose in your choosing? It's all about your own agency to be, and it's about becoming in 2014, and there's a deadline. Write that down. Write down who will you choose to be in 2014, and then ask yourself, okay, and have I set my sights maybe too low, and should I jump them up, maybe double what you put down so that you're driving yourself and you really achieve what you want to achieve. Coaches, I hope and wish you have an extremely great holiday season, a very, very Merry Christmas. Remember, it's about relationships, it's about people, it's about giving, and that's really what is the center of our business. And so make sure you share. Make sure you, if you've got goals that you've set, finish strong. Don't give up on yourself. Don't use this as an excuse either. Finish strong. Be committed to what you committed to. So, coaches, Merry Christmas. Have a great week. Thank you for being part of Beachbody. And with that, Sandy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Jeff. And if you know someone who missed today's call, you can check our replay line at 832-225-5065. And, hey, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make it a memorable week, everybody. Bye-bye.